Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, last October I spent 2 weeks in Portugal.
You're lucky.
Oh, man, yeah. Great country, and I was just so blown away by the quality of the wine, and even more so, the fact that it's not very expensive. Now, you can spend a lot of money on port.
Yes, you can.
But you don't have to spend a lot of money to get good quality red wine.
You're completely right. Portugal is certainly best known for the world-renowned port dessert wines, and you can spend a lot of money on those. And to a lesser extent, they're definitely getting a lot of press for their vino verde, typically white wines, and those are some of the best values in the world. But if you're willing to explore the reds, you're going to be very well rewarded. They frequently feature grape varietals we Americans are just not familiar with, and that may be part of the reason that the prices are so low. But it is certainly not the quality, and anyone who takes the time is going to be, as I said, really rewarded. Here are three that I enjoyed. From the 2019 vintage, a wine called Encastas do Douro. This comes from the renowned Douro River Valley. If you go further upstream, it's called the Ribera del Duero in neighboring Spain.
Right.
And is a blend of Torija Nacional, Tinto Roriz, and Torija Franca, and I think I got those pronunciations pretty close.
And all three of those are port grapes.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. This is a gentle but interesting red featuring round blackberry and plum flavors with supple tannins and a decently long finish. I think serve with roast meats or mild game, but it's a true steal. It's $9.99.
What?
Yeah, about them apples. So absolutely worth checking out. Next was a wine called Montaria Reserva from the 2020 vintage. This comes from a region called Alentejo, which I wasn't terribly familiar with, but you've been there.
Oh, been there, yeah.
Yeah, right. The Alentejo is the formal name for the DOC where the wine comes from. The blend here is Syrah, Trincadera, and Argonez. And I am familiar with Syrah, but I'm not at all familiar with the other two. It's aged for 7 months in French and American oak. And this is a bigger wine than the Encastas do Douro. Deep garnet bordering on violet. Very forward aromas of berries, dark chocolate, and then a subtle spiciness, which I think somewhat comes from the oak. Surprisingly round on the palate. The wine should continue to gain complexity with time for at least the next few years. At $14.99 and worth every penny. And get this, for every bottle sold, they donate $3 to the local Barks animal shelters.
Very nice.
Okay, last was a wine from a producer called Caves Velhas. It's the 2021 Catedral, that means cathedral, Catedral Reserva from the Douro region. The blend here is Tinto Roriz, Alfrochera, I've never heard of that before, and Torija Nacional, and that's the blend. The wine is intensely dark, featuring blackberry, spice, subtle mocha. It seems to unfold in layers. The tannins are fine-grained but supple. I'm thinking roast meats that are well marbled because you really want that sort of fat there. Again, an attractive price point at $14.99. Great buys. I liked all of these, and the value is totally there, but I think the Catedral is just by nose the best of the bunch. But at $9.99, the Encastas do Douro is absolutely my wine of the week.
I would say so, and I'm glad that, you know, we're getting the same bargains.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.